Hello, guys and gals. Me, Mudahar, coming a little bit closer. I know that I've been a bit of a bearer of doom and gloom and some bad news, and you're probably a little bit tired of it. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're at a point where things are actually starting to maybe turn around. Actually, the, you know, constant, you know, reminders of how bad things are getting have kind of sparked people up into fighting. Or at least, a lot of the people that are pushing bad things on us have slowly come to realize that this is some dumb shit. So yesterday, I was a little bit happy to read that the government of the UK was like, we're just not going to limit VPNs anymore. So for the last several months, you know, obviously the internet has become a little bit more restricted. You know, there's been this push for give me your ID and then you can go onto every part of the internet. Basically, we're turning every single place online into papers, please. So this is kind of a mixture of, it's not perfect, but seldom ever anything is perfect, right? What's important here is the VPN limitations. So for the past few months, you know, when they implemented these age verification laws and all this stupid crap, you know what people started doing? They started downloading VPNs, and they started downloading them at rates of like 300, 400, 500 fucking percent, you know what I mean? Immediately overnight, people in the UK, Australia, all over the world, right? Wherever this shit is passing, people are like, wait a minute, I can't access my favorite websites, I can't access things online without giving my ID. Fuck that shit. I'm gonna route myself through Nigeria. I might route myself through Italy. I might route myself through France. Overnight, motherfuckers were discovering that they could harness powers of teleportation over cyberspace. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what has effectively happened over here? Well, the government over here has scrapped officially the idea of restricting VPNs. So I want to actually get right to the meat and potatoes of this discussion here. This is actually from the person, the Secretary of State for their technology. So on the 15th of July, and I'm proud to say, going all the way down to the risks of circumvention. Remember, every time these people implement some stupid draconian fucking shit, some privacy busting, some like surveillance shit, they're always like, guys, there's some problems. People might use VPNs. They might enter a false age. They might even use somebody else's accounts. While it's not possible to entirely eliminate this, requiring the use of highly effective age assurance is one of the best ways to make a meaningful difference. Okay, so I don't really agree, but the VPNs they mention have a legitimate privacy and security use. And it is true, right? There's like journalists who need them. I even mentioned last time I talked about this very seriously that there are people who go through domestic disturbance situations, like, you know, where like a fucking ex-boyfriend or a girlfriend, you know, they're basically hunting their ass down. And people basically find a way to like escape their shitty situation. You know, they buy burner phones. They basically use services where they don't have to give up their information. And they try to escape a really evil situation. And VPNs are actually important to add an extra layer of safety for yourself on the internet. VPNs don't just like protect you instantly. Like, don't get me wrong, they're not a bulletproof shield, but having the ability to hide your like location from like the general person or your ISP is actually a pretty decently good thing, or at least hiding activity from an ISP. Anyways, so basically what they said was, they are not going to age gate or ban VPNs. So basically, they realize it's impossible. You know, this is not one of those situations where the government backed down for no reason. They backed down not just because people were mad, but because they realized, oh my God, this is technically the stupidest thing we've ever fucking possibly thought of. You know what I mean? You know when you come up with like an idea in your head, you don't really know what the fuck you're talking about, and then like everyone around you, the people that actually know about computers, network security, everything, they come and tell you, guys, it's really not possible to be banning VPNs. In fact, I myself, the fat Indian that I am, made a video about 3 weeks ago where I showed you step by step, ladies and gentlemen, one night, how to provision a VPS from the internet, right? This could be a server you buy for like $8 a month. This could be another computer in a part of the world. This could be really anything. And I showed you how to basically set up WG-Easy using simple console commands to set up your own virtual private network. So even if a VPN required you to give your fucking ID, you could just make your own and access the internet in a safer manner. So basically, what have they fucking found over here? Basically, they said they're going to put the onus on platforms in the scope to take robust steps to detect and prevent attempts by underage users to circumvent all these measures. So basically, the blame is now put onto every single company. Now, you might be like, well, what's changed, Muda? I'll tell you right now. This is also unenforceable. So I'll give you an example of what this is. Imagine if you're connecting to Netflix, right? You probably are, you know, some YouTuber probably jumps in and tells you, hey guys, use my code and subscribe to some VPN service. You can use that to bypass, you know, like all the country restrictions, right? Like imagine you're living in, I don't know, like France, for instance, and you're like, shit, I want to see what the Americans watch on Netflix. Well, you open up something like, I guess NordVPN, not that I'm sponsored. I have like a subscription with these guys that like I forgot to cancel. And now I'm like billed up to like fucking 2029. So I may as well just use that shit. So here, this is Buffalo, United States that I'm connected to right now. I could connect to all these fucking servers, right? Dude, I could connect to Belize, for instance. Like, I could connect to Bhutan. In fact, you know what? I'm going to connect to Chad, for instance, right here. So now I'm connected to N'Djamena, Chad. Now here you can see that I'm secured. I'm a Chad. And if I go to the IP address check here, ladies and gentlemen, you can see that my IP address is registered in the country of Chad. But anyways, you can see that the ISP service that I'm using is Packet Hub SA. So if you go to Packet Hub SA, for instance, you can see right over here that this is an IT and support service. Like, this is basically a place you go to. You basically negotiate a deal and you buy servers from them. You buy VPSs. So NordVPN, or really any VPN company, effectively goes to these people and purchases all of these like servers that they then provision their own VPN software on. So basically, this is how a lot of these VPN companies like have servers all over the world, right? They don't own them, they just kind of lease out server space and then apply their own proprietary software on top of it. Now, here's the reality of this situation as well. When you connect to Netflix, there's a chance that Netflix would have to ban you. So what the UK government's kind of saying is you have to put some level of protections, right? So sometimes you'll notice that if you have a shitty VPN and you connect to Netflix and you have like a different VPN service, they'll be like, we detected you're on a VPN, let's get you out. The reason they do it is because they have this block of IP address recorded alongside the ISP and they just block them, you know, just straight up. Now, again, you could set up your own VPN and bypass sort of known IP blocks or the IP blocks of entire companies and ISPs that typically lease services over to VPNs. Now, again, the reality of it is I don't think a lot of these companies are necessarily going to do this, especially American companies that aren't operating in the UK. Now, in certain cases, if you're like, you know, Facebook, for instance, or Twitter or like YouTube, for instance, right? You're like the big tech companies, you have offices in the UK. Now you do have to comply by their laws. But do I think that the government, do I think that a lot of these companies are gonna put extra effort into it? I don't know. I don't think that they're going to do above and beyond what they already kind of do. And if you're somebody like 4chan or you're somebody like, you know, any of these like, you know, raunchier websites, you'll just send them AI-generated images of fucking hamsters and call it a day, right? So basically, right over here, they effectively say they're not going to ban VPNs, which is ultimately great. And then, of course, they say they've already asked things like Ofcom to report what highly effective age assurance looks like, right? For whether somebody is over 16. So again, they're not stopping that aspect. And I don't think anybody expected them to stop age verification or age assurance, right? This is unfortunately the future for a lot of the world. But I think a big boon, and actually a big victory in my opinion, is the fact that VPNs are untouched by these people. It's not going to be age gated and they're not going to be banning them. And that's an important distinction because even though you move towards a world where privacy isn't a guarantee, I think having access to tools that allow you to secure your privacy, even if you have to put in a little bit of legwork, even if you have to pay like maybe a buck or two, that's ultimately a good thing. The government realized that they can't fucking ban VPNs, and so ultimately they've just thrown them out of the scope. Which means if you care about your privacy and you're living in these draconian shitholes, you still actually have a way out. And they've realized they can't block and ban your one way out. So take advantage of it. You know, I feel like the doom and gloom and kind of complaining about things like this is tiring. I understand it. Like, even the comment section sometimes, like, Muda, this is way too doom and gloom. It's fucking with my mental health. The reality is, I don't like giving you doom and gloom, but I think educating you and telling you to at least reach out and speak your mind is an important aspect, because it's that kind of stuff that when a lot of these politicians and leaders hear, they either, like, you know, either cut back, as we've seen kind of already, or at least, you know, the fucking synapses start firing and they realize that what they're doing is almost technically unenforceable. So either you try to find other ways to, like, fucking police the internet, or you start giving things up. Now, there are other things they kind of talked about over here, for instance, right? It's like, basically, they said that they're going to have, like, curfew times. So effectively, they showed that 1 in 3 kids won't help managing their screen times, right? We've heard clearly that we must support older teenagers to make safe, informed choices about their experiences online. So these will include default overnight restrictions, alert push notifications muted during a curfew period of midnight to 6 a.m., and default restrictions at all time on persuasive features such as autoplay and personalized recommender feeds. So I think in some ways, like, maybe fighting addiction and dark patterns are great, but you can't even enforce this. You can't enforce a curfew unless, of course, you're baking things into people's operating systems and you're forcing them to have age verification on those OSs, right? Like, unless every iPhone comes out and basically day one it says, prove you're an adult or not by uploading your license or passport, they really can't enforce a fucking screen time on people. And I'm sure if iPhone started doing that, it would, a lot of people could also just switch over to, like, Android stuff. Hey, there's things like GrapheneOS, which is constantly getting better, and it's constantly keeping your privacy and fucking information safe. So if you're somebody that even is a minor and you want your freedoms and privacy intact, you have other options to go to. The government will soon realize that alongside VPNs, this alone is also fucking stupid. The other thing they're kind of talking about is things like AI chatbots, for instance, which I guess for a lot of people now, AI is sort of like a pretty standard thing to have in society. Like, everyone kind of has access to it. For better or for worse, AI is how most people are, like, searching for things on the internet, because most search engines are kind of dog shit to begin with. So anyways, or at least search engines have kind of devolved into dog shit. But here, they've kind of said that they're going to have stronger action on chatbots that pose risks to children, right? Harmful, inaccurate, unverified mental health advice and whatnot. And I think ultimately it's kind of good to have more fines on some of the biggest AI companies that are, like, you know, kind of feeding misinformation and bullshit and whatnot. This can be enforced at, like, a frontier level. Like, I'm sure every AI lab will probably ask you for an ID card to use things like ChatGPT, to use things like Claude. Not that they don't already. Remember, I actually have an account on ChatGPT still right now, you know, that I've had since the beginning, obviously, when this whole wave started. It's constantly asking me for, like, my ID to prove that I'm an adult. Even though, like, I think year one, I paid them, like, 1 month of billing to access, like, ChatGPT Pro for, like, a video. Which should prove that I'm a fucking adult, by the way, at least. But, yeah, I've never given them my ID, and I won't ever give them my ID, because I don't use fucking ChatGPT, and I think it's a really, really stupid thing to ask for, and that goes for any AI lab. But again, an issue over here that these people will also realize is a lot of open weight models exist. And so for a lot of people that use artificial intelligence, there's a lot of websites that you can go to that just give you AIs, you know, like open-weighted AIs that are hosted on some other person's servers that are just front-ended to you. So even if you're not using, like, ChatGPT Claude, you can go to, like, www.gooner.gpt. I don't know if that shit exists, but somebody could host, like, an obliterated, gooning-ready model and just give that out for anybody to grab without any form of identification. So ultimately, even this will be a situation where, yeah, you can tackle the big guys, but because of the way the internet functions, you'll never be able to actually regulate or prevent people from accessing all forms of AI, right? And what this does is it kind of, like, skews people towards more illegal stuff, or it skews people towards actually more harmful artificial intelligences. So I think even this will be one of those situations where right now they're kind of throwing shit at a wall, but they're actually losing. And that's the big thing about this video. That's the big thing about this story, right? Is that for over 2 years, we've been sounding the alarm at how insane the internet is getting. And it's stuff like this, that even if it doesn't feel huge, is actually a massive win. Because what happens here is that the people that are running us are slowly realizing, but surely, that the internet's just not something you can fucking control, right? It was started as a way for people to achieve true freedom and talk to people across all forms of borders, politics, religions, ideologies. Think of how beautiful the internet is as an invention. It's one of the reasons why I spent so many months talking about this. Guys, it's the one way that all of us around the world can connect and talk and share experiences. It has negatives, don't get me wrong. The internet can be a very bad place. But overall, I think, you know, if you look at it from an optimistic perspective, it's been a very, very good tool for humanity. It's been a very great tool. And it's one of those tools that, because of the nature of it, it just can't be fucking controlled. And thankfully, a lot of these scumbags are kind of realizing it day by day. And here's the thing, you know, always, no matter what, when it comes to any kind of this doom and gloom stuff, I do cover, you know, things that obviously aren't fun. But I always like to show you guys the alternatives. Look, I think it's easy to make a million videos bitching about Microslop, but why? When at the end of the day, that's just terrible for your mental health. Unless, of course, you can laugh at them and you tell people, hey, listen, there's always things like Linux. Fuck, there's even macOS. There's other options for you. They may not be perfect, but they're pretty damn close, and they're always keeping these people on edge. You know, VPNs were one of those things where if they had age-restricted them, the effectiveness, I mean, just giving your identity to these companies would be kind of a slap in the face anyways. And even then, it would have still been impossible. But now, you can get VPN services, even if you're like a minor, for instance, and you can protect your anonymity. If you're somebody that actually needs their anonymity for, because you're escaping somebody that is hunting your life, you have your anonymity. And that is something that I think many people shouldn't take for granted. Look, wins are wins, and you should always fucking look a win with a big smile. If you like what you saw, please like, comment, and subscribe. Dislike it if you dislike it. I am out.